Yikes, it's outside the box. Getting kind of gruesome. Today's topic is Doomsday. Ugh. In a previous edition of Outside the Box titled Danger to the World, I talked about worst-case scenarios that could continue not just during the term of our current president, but into the future. Immoral and or illegal aspects of U.S. society, like presidential retribution against his opponents or rigged elections, could continue after the current resident is gone and might become acceptable or even the norm. But the scariest one I mentioned was World War III. Our current president wants to pick a fight with anybody he doesn't like or respect, and he seems willing to use U.S. military power to win as many battles as he needs to triumph, apparently believing that U.S. military power is superior. This despite the fact that the U.S. has failed its mission in several wars since World War II, with incredible loss of life that has torn apart this country. It's scary, whether we use nuclear weapons at all, or even very selectively, he could bring on mass death and suffering, just like Hitler did during World War II. If nukes are part of the mix, it could become a mass extinction, not like five previous ones. One killed off all the dinosaurs, for example, but massive nonetheless. Some species will survive a full-blown nuclear war, but most humans may not. Of course, we're inching our way toward the next extinction already, as the planet heats up. A 10 degrees centigrade increase in temperature could doom every human. Whether the heat just becomes unbearable, or we can't produce enough food anymore, or there's too much carbon dioxide and not enough oxygen, or some confluence of problems, we may all be done for. Maybe nuclear radiation will cause less suffering and get death over with less painfully. But it sounds like a complete disaster either way. Should human beings really continue to inhabit this planet, or would the Earth be better off if all of us humans were gone? Frankly, I'm not sure. We do so much nasty stuff to other people and creatures that maybe we really don't deserve to stay. We all know, and most of us agree, that our burning of fossil fuels is leading to a dangerous warming and climate disruption. Yet we, myself included, continue to contribute to the danger. There are so many humans living high off the hog, especially in wealthier countries, while billions barely survive, at best, especially in the global South. Those with the most resources and economic and political power seem unwilling to share their good fortune with others. Apparently, they want more for themselves, but could not care less about their neighbors on the other side of town or of the world. Too much greed, not enough compassion. Maybe if humans disappear, most other living beings on the planet will survive and even thrive. The dinosaurs didn't make it through a previous mass extinction, but some creatures did make it, like crabs, sharks, turtles, small nocturnal mammals, and certain bird species. I'm certainly not encouraging a nuclear catastrophe or an environmental collapse that would doom us humans. But if we wish to survive as a species, we better create institutions that promote a collective rather than an individual good. The Union of Concerned Scientists tells us that their doomsday clock is 85 seconds before midnight, the closest to disaster it has ever been. We better wake up and stop both these disasters before they happen. Are you worried that World War III might be around the corner with our current president? Are you paying attention to what the Union of Concerned Scientists is saying? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to die before the manure hits the fan, or better yet, no manure.